You cannot love God and say that you hate people at the same time. That is impossible, and the two cannot coexist. Yes, people can get on your nerves. Yes, people can frustrate you. Yes, people can annoy you. Yes, you can need a break from people. But you cannot claim that you love God and that you hate people at the same time. That's not possible. That is not true. And that is what we're going to talk about today. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Take a Shot with the Mem Joy Emma podcast. I am your girl, your host, Mem Joy Emma. And yes, you heard me correctly. You cannot possibly say, I love God, but in the same breath say, I can't stand people at the same time. That's impossible. That literally cannot exist. That does not work. That is not true. Why? I'll tell you why. The first thing is, God made man in his image and in his likeness. The people that you hate, the people that you can't stand, God made them. The Bible says God made man in his image and his likeness. So how can you say, I love God, who you can't see, but you say, I hate people who you do see? The Bible in 1 John 4:20 says, if someone says, I love God, but hates a fellow believer, that person is a liar. For if we don't love people we can see, how can we love God whom we cannot see? That's the Bible. You cannot say that you love God and you hate people. That does not work. That is not true. The second thing is, Jesus came to die for people. Let me say that again. Jesus came to die for people. Remember that famous scripture? We all know we all love, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him will not perish, but have everlasting life. Yeah, Jesus came to die for people. That's literally the entire reason why he left heaven, came to earth, got in the womb of his creation, and lived on earth as a man for people. So again, you cannot claim that you love God and that you hate people. That does not work. And like I said, people can frustrate you. People can hurt you. People can get on your nerves. That's understandable. That's human. But to claim that you love this God, who you have not seen with your physical eyes yet, but the people that he died for, the people that he created in his image and his likeness, you can't stand them? Oh, honey, that's quite literally not true. It cannot be true. And also remember, like, you're human too. So you've messed up. You've hurt people. You've let people down. Your people. You're difficult at times too. You know, there's I think it's Bob Goff. And he has a quote that I love till this day. I screenshotted it when I first saw him tweet it. And I think it's like gone viral. It went viral when he tweeted it. And it's, love difficult people, something to the tune of, love difficult people, you're one of them. No one's perfect. Everyone has room to improve. Everyone has hurt people. If you have lived long enough, you've hurt people, you've let people down. To err is human, right? Like, this is life, you know? But to decide and to keep confessing that you know God and that you love God and you're a believer, and then you, out of the same breath, say, bruh, I can't stand people. I hate people. I'm not a people person. I don't do people. Whoa, wait a minute. Every job that you have, I don't care what field you're in, you could be in tech, you have to deal with people. At the end of the day, like, you work with people, the products you make are for people, the people that you serve, I mean, it's people. Everything we do is for people. If you say that you don't love people, then my goodness, how are you living? How are you? Because people are everywhere, child. You can't avoid people. So how are you living? How are you interacting? How are you? It is impossible to say you love God and you hate people. Now, here's the thing. Like I said, people can hurt you. People can let you down. And I don't want to be dismissive of that. The fact that people let us down, you know, people that are close to us. One of the things about letting people back in and loving people is realizing that you are going to risk people hurting you. Now, you gotta, you know, get some new tools. You know, you gotta learn about boundaries. Maybe you've always been a people pleaser. Well, you've gotta learn about boundaries. You've gotta learn about, get these new tools about how to navigate challenging relationships. You gotta seek help and get these new tools and get in communities with people that'll help you navigate certain relationships that are hard. That's one thing. But again, you cannot say you love God and hate everyone. That's hurt talking. That's anger talking. That's rage talking. That's bitterness talking. And you cannot live like that forever. Because hurt, rage, anger, unforgiveness starts emotionally. But when you carry that throughout your body and you wear that and that becomes who you are, when you speak, people hear that. When you walk and you talk, people hear that. When that becomes who you are, it literally goes from being something that's emotional to being something that's physical. All of a sudden you start experiencing physical ailments, and that the result of that is because of that anger, that rage, that bitterness, that unforgiveness that you were carrying. Forgiveness can be difficult and challenging sometimes. And I know people, you know, especially now in our day and age, it's like, I don't want to. But you've probably heard this before, and you're about to hear it again because it's true. Forgiveness is genuinely for you. It is not for another person. It is for you. It is so that you can let go of baggage that you're not supposed to carry. The Bible says in Matthew 11, 29 through 30, it says, "Take my yoke upon you. Let me teach you, because I am humble and gentle at heart. And you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy to bear, and the burden I give you is light." It is time for you to let go of the burden of unforgiveness, the hurt, the pain, You gotta let that go. It's too heavy. It is too heavy for you to bear, and it's time for you to release that to God. Because here's the thing, God desires to use you in amazing ways. He desires to use you for now, right now. There's so many things that he has planned for you. There's so many things that he wants to do in you and through you. But baby, that hurt, that pain, that unforgiveness is literally blocking and stopping you. And so God is calling you now, and he's saying, it's time for you to let that go. It's time for you to give that to me and let me heal you. God is big enough to handle the pain. He's not ashamed of you. He's not condemning you. He wants to set you free. He wants to heal those emotional wounds. But you have to make the decision to say, I'm ready. I'm ready to be healed. I don't want to carry this anymore. I'm tired. You have to say that. And you have to welcome him into that place of pain to allow him to sit there and heal you in whatever way he chooses to. Whatever way he leads you in your healing journey, let him do that. But you have to allow God in. He will not force his way in. He's been knocking, and he will continue to knock. But baby, you've got to open the door. You've got to say yes. You've got to say yes. And as God begins to heal you, as God begins to heal you and set you free, here's one of the things that you have got to do. You have got to stop saying, I hate people. You've got to stop doing that. The Word of God says the power of life and death lies in your tongue. Proverbs 18:21 says the tongue can bring death or life. Those who love to talk will reap the consequences. The more you keep saying, I hate people, guess what? The enemy is hearing that. And what he does is he sends people your way to continue to irritate and anger you. So much so that it feels like everyone is just trash. That's what it'll feel like. Because you keep saying that. And you keep agreeing with those thoughts of like, when I say agreeing, I mean, you keep saying that. When you say, I hate people, you're agreeing with those thoughts. And so you've got to change your language, and you've got to stop saying that you hate people. Because the more that you say that, the more the enemy hears that, and the more he's going to keep sending people your way that irritate you and anger you and frustrate you. And now everything that people do, you see through this lens of anger. You don't give people grace anymore. So you may meet someone that maybe is ignorant or maybe made a mistake or didn't know or whatever, and you color them with the same brush as somebody who maybe genuinely did mean evil to you. Everyone's the same. Even when they make a mistake, everyone's the same. You can't decipher between, you don't have the ability to give grace. You don't have the ability to give mercy and love. You don't have the ability to do none of that because you keep saying, I hate people, and the enemy keeps hearing you and keeps sending you people to affirm what you keep saying. Stop saying you hate people. Like I said, there will be days people will get on your nerves, people will annoy you, and there will be days where you will get on people's nerves and you will annoy people. And in those days, you want people to see the best in you. Or choose to see the best in you and choose to extend mercy and grace. This is why I said you cannot say you love God and hate people, because the Bible, specifically Psalm 145, 8 and 9, says the Lord is merciful and compassionate, slow to get angry, and filled with unfailing love. The Lord is good to everyone. He showers compassion on all his creation. You cannot say, I hate people and love God, because loving God will change you. Loving God will change you. His love that he put in your heart will change you. There is no way that you, I can't repeat this enough. There's no way you can say, I love God and hate people. It's just not possible. So stop saying that you hate people. By faith, start confessing, I love people. It's going to feel hard at first. Because people, look, listen, like I said, there are days where you're like, Lord, Jesus, help me today. Because every fiber in my being feels like bleep, 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 bleep. Like, you know, he's big and bad enough to handle all those emotions. But when you feel those emotions, go to him and tell him and ask him to help you in those hard moments. And after that, ask him to help you, to teach you how to forgive, how to let go, how to love. This is Christ-likeness. This is how you become like him. That's our goal. Our goal is to be like him. That's what being a Christian is about. It's being like him. Again, what I just read, Psalm 145, 8 and 9. The Lord is full of mercy. He is merciful, compassionate, slow to anger, abounding in love. The word of God says it is the kindness of God that leads us back to repentance. God is good. Hello, we just talked about Jesus. Was it not people, the same people that he came to die for? The same people that he came to set free are the same people that nailed him to a cross. So if we're talking about people letting you down and betraying you, look no further than Jesus himself, his disciples. When Jesus was arrested, when Jesus was carrying the cross, being nailed to the cross, his disciples, they deserted him. Matter of fact, one of his disciples who's been with him this entire time, Judas, betrayed him. One of his disciples, one of his closest friends, denied that he knew him. You want to talk about somebody understanding betrayal? Look no further than Jesus. That's why I say he can handle these big hurt emotions. He can handle them. And not only that, he can heal them. He can heal you. He can set you free. He can teach you how to love. And then when you start learning how to love, it'll transform your life so much, because it'll change your relationships. Those relationships that have been difficult with your children, with your coworkers, with your friends. Loving and learning how to love and knowing God's love, receiving God's love, and finally, walking in God's love, it'll change your life. all of a sudden you'll find that you love people. You enjoy people. You enjoy getting to know people. And even when people let you down and frustrate you, you have difficult moments with people, you will learn how to be merciful, compassionate, because he'll give that to you. He'll take your heart of stone and he'll give you a heart of flesh, a soft heart, a heart for people. But you've got to let him in and allow him to do that. And this is him knocking on your door right now, like he's been doing for a long time. Knocking on your door and saying, let me in. It's time. So no more saying I hate people. No more saying I can't stand people. No, you love people. You're a work in progress. God's going to heal you as you confess by faith that you love people. And God's going to change and transform you. I hope that this was helpful. And I hope that this blessed you, because I just, I just wanted to talk about this, because so many of us say, I hate people. I can't stand people. And, you know, yet, you know, we say we love God. That don't compute. That don't make sense. That's not it. So I pray this blessed you. And I pray that from this moment forward, as you decide to allow God in, as you decide to say yes to God and allow him to come into those hurt places, that your life will never be the same, and that God will mold you and transform you, and that you wouldn't even be able to recognize you by the time God is finished doing his work inside of you. Thank you so much for listening. If you've enjoyed today's episode or you found it helpful, go ahead and, if you're watching, like, share, comment, share your thoughts on today's episode, and subscribe. If you're listening, of course, subscribe, leave a review. That is super duper helpful. As always, I love you and I appreciate you. Thank you so much for listening, and I can't wait to talk to you in the next episode. Bye.